K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Bell Park camp. Assistant coach Adrian McCartney has been good enough to join us and to kick us off. Here's Birchie.
Well, Adrian, confidence and mindset is obviously a crucial element in terms of approaching a finals game. You met St Mary's in round 14 and came away 73-point winners. They did have a few out that day, but that must give the group plenty of confidence heading into today's game.
Yeah, they did have a few out, but we played very well that day. So we have got confidence, but we know that we've got the challenge ahead of us. They've got the challenge ahead of them. The conditions are tricky, to say the least. So I think it's going to be the team who can handle the conditions the best, to be honest.
And you've got we've followed, obviously, Bell Park for the last few years under Sakes, and it has been a bit of a rebuild. You've got a young and relatively inexperienced group. That finals campaign experience last year is so important and would stand the group in really good stead for today's game, just in the preparation, settling some of those nerves and having been out there previously.
Yeah, I think so. Like, you know, it's a Sunday game again, so we had training during the week. Trained yesterday, which we did the same time last year, so it was sort of like you could sense they were a bit more relaxed with it all. Even today, you know, there's a little bit different, like, you know, the game's going to finish a bit earlier, so just the warm-up's a little bit different, so they're sort of, you know, pretty relaxed with all that. So I think that last year definitely helps from that. Yeah.
Adrian, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy for the first time. You've been around local footy for a heck of a long time, but we might have some casual listeners going, oh, don't really know the name. Just give us a bit of your footy journey that, you know, has taken you to a few clubs, including coaching a GFNL club once upon a time yourself.
Yeah, I did a long time ago. I was coach of Joey's 2001, I think. That was assistant the VFL Geelong for 4 or 5 years. Had a few stints here at Bell Park. Coached Geelong Grammar with Jason, the senior boys team, for 3 or 4 years. I did a bit of scouting with Melbourne. I was a forward scout for Melbourne for about 4 years when Ruse was there, Paul Ruse and Goody. So, yeah, so I've done a few things. Yep. And I've been back at Bell Park for a couple of years this year now. So,
what lured you to Bell Park to get involved again?
I played juniors at Bell Park, a bit of senior footy before I played most of my footy at Ocean Grove. So a lot of my friends are here. And, so I'd had a couple of clubs asked me to do a role, and then I spoke to Brett Campigli and said I was thinking about it. So he said, oh, well, I'll have a chat to James, and it went from there.
You made one change today. Tommy Pearson comes back for, unfortunately, you had to squeeze out Zach Lamb, but you're not too far away from probably what you could put out at the best. But the one we want to ask you about, and we'll ask Sakes as well, but Ollie Bridgewater, will he at all be seen this year at senior level? I thought we might have seen him out here today, but that hasn't occurred.
It's really governed by Werribee, say, because he hurt his leg at Werribee. He's doing the rehab at Werribee. He's still doing that till the end of September. So it's really what they say. If they say he's okay, he can play. Yep. He has played a little bit with us, but very limited.
15 minutes
last week,
I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, it's up, you know, if he's not right, he's not right. And they'll tell us if he's right.
Chip, have you been training for sort of scenarios? We watched Colac a bit yesterday where they had the breeze and they played a different style of game to when they played against the wind. They obviously chipped the ball a bit more. Is that, from a game plan perspective, is that what you've been sort of thinking about or doing, or have you trained for that sort of scenario to be able to change it when you need to?
Well, probably a little bit. Like, we did, you know, we had a really good, we played West here during the year, and it was that really windy day. I don't know if you remember it. So that's sort of like we got a bit of a feel for this ground and the conditions. A little bit. We've done a bit of that. We've, you know, talked about a bit of structure changes into it and against it. But, you know, I think at the end of the day too is you want them to play the way that we played. And it's got us going, you know, got us going during the year. So we don't want to go too far away from that.
One of the big changes for the team sort of during the year was obviously Jack Sarcevic is your number one forward, but the move of Mitch Mahardy forward as well has helped Jack probably, and also just given a little bit of straightness towards the way you play.
Yeah, very, very important player for us, because he's, if you watch him playing, he'll be instructing. Very clever. Sees Jack's got a one-on-one, he'll take his man away. He's a very, very clever player.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. Speaking with Bell Park assistant coach Adrian McCartney, here's Matty Dowling.
Adrian, part of your game plan from having seen a few of your games is your long down the line method, where then you're focusing on getting good numbers of the ball and a tall bringing the ball to ground. Given that that's something that's pretty consistent in terms of your game plan, it's obviously going to help you forward today as well, with those talls bringing it to ground and getting good balance at contest.
Yeah, it was definitely a focus for us, you know, to for our smalls to be getting to the front and, you know, win it or tackle. And I think today, you know, the tackling, like, you know, last week St Mary's had 34 tackles, I think, against Newtown. And so, you know, we know they're going to bring you the heat, and we've got to do the same, you know. You know, if we do go LDL, we've got to get to the front. And if we can't win it, we're tackling and creating the stoppage, and so our clever forwards can go to work.
And Burke and Dowling kicked 11 goals between the two of them last week. Do you have a set matchup for either of those two that you're going to roll with to start?
Definitely. Dowling's probably a bit more tricky because he'll probably go to a few different spots, but we've definitely got a couple of guys lined up for him, and Burke definitely have someone, you know, set for him.
You've been around GFNL footy for a long time. Have you seen many more, and the word instinctive is used, than Paddy Dowling? Just he can do some stuff that not a lot have been able to do over the GFNL journey.
Yeah, I think he just, you know, like, he's going to be dangerous here today because he's probably going to be able to wheel on and kick one from 50 or 60, but then he's going to be dangerous as a forward stoppage. So, you know, the guy who plays on him, he's going to need help from the team. There's no doubt about that.
But you've got Jack Sarcevic, who is starting to move into that same sort of... Gee, there's a lot of similarities, and I suppose we enjoyed because we saw Ray do what he did. I suspect you'd look at Jack and go, geez, I've seen this movie before.
Well, you know, I played a little bit with Ray, and I saw him for a long time, and I know him very well. He was very powerful on both sides of his body too. Different, a little bit different players, but... Jack's, he's got that, you know, he knows where it's going, and he's hungry to go for it too. I think as a forward, you've still got to have that little bit of, you know, I want to kick a few, and he likes to do that. But having said that too, he's always prepared to play his role for the team, and if that means going up the ground, he'll do that.
Whose story have you liked this year? Which player, sort of from maybe start of pre-season, you know, maybe on the fringe, or maybe had some work to do on their footy, but has, you know, been able to take an opportunity this year and now become somebody that you really rely upon, you know, to get the job done?
I think probably Tom Pearson. He's prepared to play a role, but still can influence the game. And I think he's got a lot of upside, and I've really enjoyed him. He's really improved over the last 2 years. Probably Tom, I reckon. So he's just, like, he's fast, but he's, you know, will play the team how the team want him to, but then he still can get on the end of a few too, so...
Good luck this afternoon. We appreciate taking the time to join us. Obviously, Tom, hopefully the journey doesn't finish today like it did last year. I suspect the boys that did play last year, you know, that you touched on earlier, is probably lessons that were learnt from that you can put into place for this year. And we just look forward to a game that hopefully the breeze might just ease off a little bit, and we can get something that resembles something that's not just one half of the grand spectacle.
Yeah, I think it's sort of probably going mainly down the ground. So in some ways, you can move the ball up through it. It's a bit like if it's going the other side, it's really hard to move the ball when it's coming across you. So I think both teams at times will be able to move the ball.
Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Adrian McCartney joining us on KRL Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
KRL Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.